Hi, my name is Kurt. I am one of the co-founders here at Numi.com. Today I am interviewing Atina White from Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome, Atina.
Thank you.
Atina, what kind of coaching do you do?
I do personal and leadership coaching for professional women of color.
And what are the more common goals or challenges that your clients are typically bringing to your coaching?
Typically, the challenges can be, you know, either feeling dissatisfied or underappreciated at work. And some of the challenges or goals are either looking at wanting to get promoted within their current role or organization, or wanting to transition to something where they're feeling more connected to their own values and skills and looking to pursue professional work that aligns more closely with their passions and purpose.
Can you tell me a little bit about your process? How exactly do you work with a client?
Sure. Typically, the initial conversation is really looking at what their goals are, like where they are today and where they want to be, and identifying, you know, that gap and looking at not just actions and things they can do differently to move them forward, but also looking at who they're being about the actions that they're looking to change or adjust. So it's really digging deeper and not just looking at surface stuff, but really identifying the barriers that are in their way, potentially articulating or distinguishing their limiting beliefs and creating new approaches or new contexts to look through to move their lives and their goals forward.
Can you give me one or two examples of the kinds of feedback that you get from your clients after you've been working with them for a while?
Sure. I think typically, again, I consider myself a sort of warm and open-hearted and empathetic listener. So some of the feedback is really having that empathetic ally that really hears and acknowledges their strengths and their values and their goals, while also being sort of the advocate and support, but also nudger in a sense to have them step out of their comfort zone and move forward towards their goals. So a lot of it is really appreciating and acknowledging and being empathetic with where they are, while also providing the support and the encouragement to move forward to where they want to be.
Can you tell me a little bit about your own background and how you got into coaching?
Definitely. I think that's in part why I love this work so much. My own background professionally, you know, I worked in higher education administration for many years. And personally, my mother is Swedish and my father's African American. And so I feel like I've always grown up being an out of the box thinker, in essence, because I don't fit into any box myself. And I really bring that lens and that empathy and understanding to my coaching, that creating possibility from being an outside the box thinker and providing new possibility and opportunity to my clients by not being so straight and narrow or stiff or structured in my thinking.
All right, Atina, I want to thank you very much for talking today.
Thank you.